In front of a single-story brick regimental headquarters that will be torn down and replaced, four dignitaries in hard hats raised shovels of soil.
If we do this right, all dirt will be synchronized. Are we ready? Lift. 3, 2, 1.
Then they dumped the dirt.
All right.
It's a set piece of civic life, a groundbreaking ceremony to mark the start of a construction project. But in this case, it also marks a big moment for national security, the start of construction on dozens of buildings that have to be replaced here because of damage from Hurricane Florence in 2018. The reconstruction effort is so large and important that the Navy set up an entire new facilities command to run it under a senior officer, Captain Jim Brown. He's the MC for the groundbreaking.
This is ceremony, but it is a huge deal. We will restore this base, we will get it back, and we'll make it better than it was before.
Navy and Marine officers say Congress pushed through funding quickly, planning was accelerated, and construction is starting twice as soon as typical military projects. But it will still take at least another 5 years to complete the work. Miguel Dieguez, also a Navy captain, is Camp Lejeune's facilities director. He spoke to a group of dignitaries before the ceremony.
Hurricane Florence, I like to say, exposed the soft underbelly of our infrastructure here across the three Marine Corps installations in North Carolina.
The hurricane was unusual in that it not only was powerful, but it moved slowly and carried an extraordinary amount of water. Its high winds damaged the roofs of hundreds of buildings at Camp Lejeune and the New River and Cherry Point Marine Corps air stations. Then the storm sat over them for 3 days, dumping an all-time record of 3 feet of rainfall. It poured into ceilings and inside walls and flooded interiors. Again, Captain Dieguez.
The oldest and kind of most vulnerable part of our infrastructure that dates back to the 40s and 50s was really susceptible to the winds and the rain that happened.
The startling amount of damage here and billions of dollars more from another hurricane the same year at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida led the Pentagon to retool its construction standards to better take into account the increasing risks from climate change. Dieguez said the new structures will be built to better withstand storms.
Getting the ability to rebuild the infrastructure so that going forward, when a storm like this happens again, and it's only a matter of time, that the base is better postured, more resilient.
And the main Marine headquarters for East Coast Infantry Units, which is on the waterfront, will be relocated to one of the highest points on the base.
We can't really wall off water. So it is refreshing to hear that Camp Lejeune is looking at moving some structures inland.
That's Shauna Yadvardi of the Union of Concerned Scientists. She was co-author of a report in 2016 underlining the threats climate change poses to several bases, including Lejeune. Yadvardi said it was heartening when Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called climate change an existential threat to U.S. national security, signaling a new level of seriousness in the Pentagon about climate issues. Experts have long warned that many coastal military bases are vulnerable to the sea level rise and increasingly numerous and more powerful storms triggered by climate change. A Center for Climate and Security report issued just months before the storm hit Lejeune had highlighted risks there. Among other things, it recommended significant upgrades to the base's utilities to make them less vulnerable to storms and flooding. Dieguez said those are among the improvements now planned. At Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, I'm Jay Price.